Lesson B. Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A conversation. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 176.
It's been a long time, Dakarai. Tell us, how is life in Kariba Town?
Life is pretty good, Jack. The town is growing fast.
I suppose people go there because there's interesting wildlife and beautiful scenery.
Yes, and there are jobs there, mostly in tourism and fishing.
Sure. There must be a lot of fish in Lake Kariba.
That's right, Jasmine. A lot of fish. And it's a great place to go boating, so tourists love that. And of course, tourists want to see the wildlife. Elephants, leopards, baboons. A lot of different animals live there. Of course, that's also one of the problems in Kariba.
Why is it a problem?
It's the same problem as everywhere else, especially other places in Africa. There's a conflict between people and nature, right? People want to grow crops. Animals want to eat the crops. People want to move onto the animals' land. The animals sometimes attack people.
Does that happen in Kariba? Are the animals aggressive?
Actually, animal attacks are not common. Most people in Kariba don't walk around at night, so they avoid any problems.
You don't go out at night?
Most of the time, no. In Kariba, daytime is for people, and at night, animals do anything they want. Elephants walk around outside your house, and leopards walk down the street.
Really? I can't imagine an elephant outside my house. Not here in Athens.
She's right. There aren't a lot of wild animals in this part of Greece.
Well, Athens is a very old city, but there was no Kariba town before the 1950s. The land around Kariba belonged to the animals.
And then they built the dam.
Yes, that's right. Then they built the dam. You know, when the water behind the dam began to rise, people had to save a lot of the animals. They went in boats to get them. Can you imagine? It's not easy to get wild baboons and zebras into a boat.
Wow! It's amazing that people did that.
So, how are the animals doing now?
Not very well, I'm afraid. There's a wildlife reserve near the lake, but it's a limited area, and a lot of people are hunting the animals.
That's awful. Why are they doing that?
Well, sometimes they're afraid. They think the animals might attack them. Most of the time, though, the people are hunting for food. A lot of people in Kariba Town are poor, and hunting is a way to feed their families.
I can see the problem, then.
It is a problem, but these wild animals are worth a lot to Zimbabwe. They're an important part of nature and of Africa, and they bring tourists into the country as well.
Tourists. And money from tourism.
That's right. Well, I should get going. I'm giving a talk in 20 minutes.
Okay. It was great to see you again, Dakarai.
Yes, it really was. And good luck with your talk.
Thanks. It was good to see both of you, too.